Welcome. Tonight's talk is based on an article entitled Shiva. There'll be another talk later in the year also on Shiva, but I won't be repeating anything that is said in this talk. It'll be from a different standpoint. I just like to mention that if you're here for the first time or you haven't already done so, if you'd like to be reminded ahead of each talk that there is a talk and what it's based upon, you can put your name and email in the book on the table in the back. And if you do that, please write your email very legibly. If you do that, you'll be reminded of each talk ahead of time, and it also gives us a method through which we can tell you, notify you if a talk has to be canceled. We normally have flyers available with the talk topics and dates. We've run out. They're in 4-month intervals, January, February, March, April. So this is the first one in April, and the next one in April on the third Friday is based upon an article entitled Spectator and Participant. Spectator and Participant. The article claiming that we're both. And next talk, there'll be the new flyers available, which will have the talk topics and dates, May, June, July, August. So you can pick one of those up at the next talk. If you have a cell phone, if you'd please turn it off. Case in point. I always have to pause to see if there's anything else I'm supposed to say by way of announcements. I don't think so. So this talk is based upon an article entitled Shiva. If you go to the website, theosophytrust.org, and you click on symbol articles, you'll find this article on which this talk is based, Shiva. So it's written as a symbol, as article in the symbol series. The next talk on Shiva will be based upon a writing by my teacher entitled The Eye of Shiva. Why are we having two talks on Shiva? Because I like him. I'm entitled to my likes and dislikes, like all of us. So Shiva, in the Hindu pantheon, so-called, there are lots of gods and goddesses. And Westerners often tend to take this literally, which is an error. All these gods and goddesses in Hinduism, and I think there are 93,000 of them, they all represent forces in the universe. So even though you can find pictures and drawings and statues of some of these gods and goddesses, those are just symbolic representations of certain forces in the universe, and therefore in ourselves. So in that sense, Shiva is one of the Hindu gods, one of the major ones. But to talk about Shiva is to talk symbolically. Shiva is not a being like Krishna or Rama or Buddha or Jesus who incarnated in human form, otherwise known as an avatar. Shiva is not an avatar, even when he's in human form. Bearing in mind that this is has meetings on a number of levels. Let's talk about Shiva. Shiva incarnates in human form usually in the tradition of Shiva. Usually appears in human form, if at all, as a beggar or a prostitute or a thief or a drunk. And if you read about Shiva, like online, you Google Shiva, you'll see all these things that he incarnates as, and they're all kind of gnarly, which is why the other Hindu gods don't like him. In the mythology of Hindu, the gods and goddesses, the other gods and goddesses don't like Shiva because he's not quote unquote good. He does all the wrong stuff. He carries on eons of rabid, nonstop sexual activity, and he spends eons in absolute purity of consciousness and form. So he's both those things and simultaneously. Shiva is often represented by what they call rock. Lingam. Yeah, Shiva is often symbolized by a lingam, which is around tall stone, just sticking up. And Westerners, especially so-called Orientalists in the last century, who started learning about Shiva and saw these creations, all of which look the same wherever one finds them. Any temple dedicated to Shiva has a lingam at its center.